Hey, greetings, brethren. It is Brother Two Post. I want to bring you some edification today. Was thinking about something that I heard and saw, so I wanted to bring a quick audio to you. Let me read a scripture verse to you. 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I love that verse. I think we all understand the concept of that, studying the word of God and then rightly dividing. That word divide comes from the Greek ortho. It means to cut it straight. Well, here's my topic for you today: cutting the word straight and getting it in context. I want to teach you and give you an example of saying right words in a wrong context is not glorifying to God. Let me give you an example. I heard a man say this just yesterday. He said this: my faith in God has always gotten me through. Test the saints. Test this to the word of God. My faith in God has always gotten me through. And I knew we were in big trouble. And I knew we were down and low. And I said, Lord, be there for me. And I just pushed and I strived and I tried hard. And by the grace of God, we were able to overcome and attain the victory. Praise God. Thank you, Father, the man said. Now, question. Do those sound like good words? Did you hear anything unbiblical in there? Did you hear anything in there that was defaming to God or lies or false doctrine? I didn't. It was all true. But guess who said it? A worldly, carnal, friend of the world, compromised NFL quarterback. And he said it about him winning a big football game. And he said, God was glorified in our victory. That's just an example. And that's the worldly, carnal, drunken, sexually immoral, LGBT approving, idolatrous, covetous, grossly carnal, violent NFL. He had those same words to say from the concepts of scripture about winning in the NFL. So I hope that gives you a good example. I'll give you another one. Ready? How about this one? How about if a man said, I was running. Let me give you another example. I was running. I was striving. The enemy was on me. He was all over me. But I said, Lord, save me. Lord, protect me. And I kept my eyes on Jesus and he helped pull me through and I got away and I made the victory and I'm free today because of Jesus. Sounds good, right? What if I told you it was a bank robber and he said, well, I'm doing this for the glory of God. And God helped me get away from the bad guys, the police that were chasing me. Context means everything. So when you hear people say stuff, when I say stuff, when you say stuff, it's not just the words we say. Jesus said we live by every word out of the mouth of God, but it's how we rightly place it in what context, what situation. Are we twisting it? Are we using terrible eisegesis, making it say what I want it to say? Or are we using exegesis, exiting the truth, rightly dividing the word of God? We don't want to be part of the corrupt world. We don't want to be twisting God's word. We don't want to be adding and taking away. That's going to bring on the plagues and take us out of the Lamb's book of life. We want to be in the will and in the word of the Father, correctly stated for his glory. I hope that is a blessing to you all. Wanted to just drop that in here today. I'm encouraging my brothers to do some daily audios to the saints, and some of them will put up in the Ecclesia area. In our private forum, we're doing this. Then some of them will put up in the Ecclesia area to edify other people listening all over the world. Love y'all. Hold fast to the truth. Repent when you fail. Keep your eyes on Christ. Rightly divide the word of God by the Spirit. May God be praised.